A 35-year-old man faces 45 charges related to drugs, guns and ammo offenses following the execution of a search warrant in Sault Ste. Marie on Wednesday. Officers located and seized two loaded handguns, one long gun, one replica handgun, a magazine clip, ammunition, seven cellular devices, drug packaging materials, a digital scale, approximately 26.36 grams of suspected cocaine, and approximately $155 in Canadian currency, according to a news release. The estimated street value of drugs seized is approximately $2,636. The accused was arrested. In February, detectives began an investigation regarding the accused being in possession of a firearm at a unit within a multi-unit residential building in the 100 block of East Street. On February 12, detectives searched the suspect's residence. Detectives with the Crime Suppression Unit and Drug Enforcement Unit, with assistance from the Emergency Services Unit, Patrol Services, and the Ontario Provincial Police, charged Samuel Bissalon with careless storage of firearm, weapon, prohibited device, or ammunition X7, failure to attend court, failure to comply with probation order, failure to comply with release order, other than to attend court X11, knowledge of unauthorized possession of firearm X3, possession of Schedule 1 substance for purpose of trafficking, possession of firearm or ammunition contrary to Prohibition Order X9, possession of prohibited device or ammunition X2, possession of loaded prohibited or restricted firearm X2, possession of weapon for dangerous purpose X4, possession of property obtained by crime, under $5,000, unauthorized possession of firearm X3. The accused was also wanted by the Ontario Provincial Police West Nipissing Detachment for several unrelated offences. The accused was held in custody pending a bail hearing. Sault Ste. Marie Police had briefly shut down Albert Street during the afternoon commute Wednesday. None of the allegations have been tested in court and the accused is considered innocent unless proven guilty. Officers had the road closed east of Bruce Street. The road reopened at around 5:45 p.m.